This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 4 years ago tomorrow, a magnitude 9 earthquake hit the coast of Japan. It triggered a tsunami that left over 15,000 people dead, and it caused nuclear accidents, mainly the meltdowns at 3 reactors in the Fukushima nuclear power plant complex. Hundreds of thousands of residents were evacuated from the area, making this the largest nuclear incident since the 1986 disaster at Chernobyl. Ann Arbor-based filmmaker Toko Shiki has just made her first full-length film, Threshold: Whispers of Fukushima. Toko Shiki, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What stories did you want to tell us through this film?
People's life. Actual people's life in Fukushima. What's going on? What's really going on over there? Many of us, like, kind of probably imagine about the Fukushima equal radioactive pollution or problem or those kind of negative side of the stories. But some students in Fukushima actually told me Fukushima is not just a radioactive pollution or problems, but there are people who decided to live here.
Who stayed put. And we here get so much of the knowledge about this whole story from mass media, whether it's broadcast or cable news networks or newspaper reports. But it seems we certainly are missing the deep down stories.
Yeah, I think so. Of course, this is very controversial, actually. Some people are really talking about shouldn't stay in Fukushima. Everybody should go away. But certainly, there are people who decided to stay there, and they told me they have been trying so hard to rebuild their life together. Nobody can say, really, at this point, nobody can say really safe or really not safe or what is right or what's wrong. But if people, there are the people, want to share their story with people in other countries, I thought, why not? I think I can do that part.
And come and give them a voice.
Yes.
And you do a lovely, lovely job telling the stories of the people who chose to stay. We hear from a former plant worker. You help us meet a musician who founded a little village near Fukushima in the 70s, and now he's the only resident there along with his wife. And then we meet a teacher and students of a middle school brass band and a taiko drum club. And the real thread throughout this film is their love and their commitment to the music. And that was really important to these
people. Very important. And interestingly, I never expected I'm going to collect lots of music when I started because I didn't know they are musicians first. Mm-hmm. Of course, the brass band people and also Japanese drum group, mm-hmm. I knew they are musicians. But other people, actually, I didn't know they play music. Mm-hmm. I asked some question. Everybody, equally asked the same question. One of them is, what your life joy? Mm-hmm. And they are expressing about music. And I thought, what? Wait a minute. Music, then the idea came later. Interestingly and also beautifully, everybody play music for this film.
So we saw many, many thousands of people leave. They were evacuated. People that you looked at in your film decided to stay. And one of the people in your film notes that the deeper theme of your film is less about the accident and more about living one's own life.
Yes.
How so?
I think no matter where you live, everybody has to is kind of weird, but everybody equally face difficulty mm-hmm. in life. Of course, their difficulty is unusual. Not everybody is going to experience, but then I think it's a really life theme. Everybody has to go through the difficulty and then find their own happiness, their own peaceful peace in life. So I didn't really plan to make that the theme, but when I'm interacting with those people, most important part and equally everybody expressed how we live fully, no matter what situation is.
Do you feel your film is hopeful?
Yes, I think so. I'm not saying Fukushima is safe or this is the right way or this is the wrong way mm-hmm. or should life live like this way or anything like that. But then I think that's why I use a whisper, you know. It's nobody really make a statement or anything, but then whispering their truth, their real feeling, you know. And then we can sense that truth. I think that's very, to me, very important. And then I really hope each viewer to sense that whisper, sense from their music, and then think from there what we can do for a better future together.
The film is Threshold, Whispers of Fukushima, and it will be screened tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Helmut Stern Auditorium right there at the University of Michigan Museum of Art on South State Street in Ann Arbor. And we've been talking with filmmaker Toko Shiki, who we want to thank for coming in and joining us and speaking with us. And congratulations on your first full-length film.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts.